sometimes physical attendance can be a privilege. So we're offering something this year called March for Two.
StoryPal works at the Utah State University Center for Persons with Disabilities and is coordinating the March for Two initiative at the Women's March in Logan on Saturday. Pal says her personal disabilities have sometimes prevented her from participating in the Women's March, which is why she wanted an element that included people who could not physically be at the march.
We will have a poster made up for each of those women with their name and picture, and have somebody else that is marching carry that poster. So even if they can't physically be there, that they can be represented.
Jenny Ostermiller is a disability rights advocate at Options for Independence in Logan and says her organization can help provide people who would like to march assistive options such as wheelchairs or walkers. Ostermiller says they can even pick people up at their homes with their accessible van.
We're willing to push a wheelchair during the march. We're willing to help anyone who is blind or deaf or has any disability at all that would like to participate but feel like they need a little bit of support.
The Women's March will begin at the Cache County Courthouse on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. For more information about March for Two or how to access the services of Options for Independence, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.